Hey, Chevra. The 5-minute Torah tonight, we're going to do something a little differently than we've ever done in the 5-minute Torah. I just want to read and learn a piece of Drash Moshe. I'm going to mamish read through the piece and learn it together, because it's a Torah that I learned years ago, and every Parshas Emor I relearn and take chizik from. And I try to live my life by this piece of Torah. And we should all be zoichet to live our lives by this piece of Torah. So our parsha, Parshas Emor, begins, Emor el-Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amart aleihem. Emor el-Kohanim, tell the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, and tell them, talking about the laws of Tumah v'Tumah. And clearly, right away, we all pick up on the question that Rashi picks up on. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, Pirish Rashi, Omar v'amarta, why the double language of Omar v'amarta? Why say and say? Lahazir gedolim al ketanim, to tell the gedolim that they should also teach the ketanim. The older kohanim have to teach the younger kohanim the law is that you can't become tamei meis as a kohen. So it said twice because they need to and they need to teach their children. So Rav Moshe asks, L'chayra gam v'amarta hari hu l'gedolim. The word v'amarta is also to the gedolim. It's not emar el ha-kohanim v'heim, they should say to someone else. It's all saying to the gedolim. Eich yadin and shul ketanim. How do we know then that second amira is them telling the ketanim? Where do we see it in the pasuk? V'nira, it seems, shelahazir l'chanech habanim banos, that when it comes to the chinuch of our children, and Chav, each and every one of you, b'shatayvus lachas, yibizoyche, to be a father. We just heard the Baruch Hashem minutes ago, hours ago, I don't know, Elliot Fuchs and Ashley, yibizoyche, to b'chor, Baruch Hashem, shibizoyche, l'chnisel, b'shav, b'avram, b'yid, b'yid, b'manol, l'gadol, l'toyuch, b'matan, toyvim, shemalto, b'shatayvus lachas, b'ez Hashem, with Leida Kala. And you should all, yibizoyche, to be a parent. So we have to learn how it is to be a parent, how to be mechanech your children. Listen to what Moshe says. Eino klum masha yomru lehem shekein tzarech ladus. Last, I'm reading the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Eino klum, you're not strong, eino klum. It's nothing when you tell them to do this. You tell your kid, do this, do that. Go daven, don't do this. It's nothing. Im lo yiru shu davar chavim o laviv. If you don't also show them a model for them, that it's something very important to you. If a child hears from their father, yeah, they keep Shabbos, they keep kosher, but they're complaining. It's difficult. And that's what they hear. It's difficult, but I have to do it. I'm doing it. If that's what they hear, they're not going to gain chinuch from that. They're not going to gain education from that. The yomru dehem ena gvorim kmoso. They're going to say, I'm not as strong as you. It's difficult. I don't want these difficulties. They're not going to be able to capture the Yetzirah. V'rak kishe yishmo me'av. Only when they hear from their father. She'omer she'ein shem nisayon v'kimat ha'ra mitzvah. This is not a nisayon. This is the sweetest thing in the world. This is the greatest simcha in the world. Mekevan shu'in yirchaviv kolkach shu. I love it. It's incredible. This is our life. This is incredible. To learn Torah, to daven, to go to shul, to wake up and go to minyan, to have Shabbos Kodesh, to sing Zmiros. Then you'll be able to give them chinuch. It's not what you say to them. It's what you model to them. Therefore, now we understand the two Amiros, which are both to the Father. Echad le'etzem etzem chiyuv. One is telling the kohen, this is your chiyuv, this is the etzem chiyuv. That's the first amira. V'sheini shi'yachaviv. The second is also to the father, that it should be beloved to you. You should love it and show that you love it. Umizei yinchanchu, just by showing you love it, and by living it, that itself will be the chinuch to your children. V'zeo shtei amira shi'yomer l'gedolim, v'yimizei azar l'ketanim. Those are the two amiras to the gadol, and that itself will be the warning to the ketanim. Not that they have to say anything to the children; they just have to live it. There's no bigger lesson in chinuch than that Torah from Rav Moshe Feinstein, modeling behavior of Kedusha, of Simcha, of Yiddishkeit for children, and they're going to want that. But if we model other behaviors and we tell them differently, then of course they're so confused they don't want any of it. And why should they want it if they don't see that it's beautiful to you? But I'll give everyone a chizik now, for now, before you're zoche to be a father. The same is true to have ashpah on anyone in this world. You have chevra, your friends, everybody in the room has chevra, that you look at, you know they could be so much more, they could be so much better. They could be so much more connected to Yiddishkeit. They were once, and we want to be makariv, we want to be mashbiah. Realize most often you tell them to do something, they're not going to listen. They're not looking to listen. But the more you spend time with them, and you're just modeling, realize just modeling beautiful simchadik behavior of learning, of davening, how special and awesome it is to you in Shabbos Kodesh, you'll be mashpia just by being you. It will have an effect. That's the greatest way to be mechanich someone, to be mekadesh someone, to be mashpia on someone. Be an overflowing kais with kedusha, and it will fall on top of them, and they'll want to be that. When they see the simcha that you have in it, when they see how emistic it is to you, they'll want it. They want it, they can't not have it. Just like a child will want it from you when you're zoicha to be a parent, Bez Hashem is Baruch. We shall be zoicha to have this love and this passion as we show the love and passion preparing for the Elgin of the Kabbalah Satorah. And that chus will be zoicha, because Baruch sees our love and sees our passion. We'll be matzliach and mashpia on all Yiddishkeit until Kesh Baruch Hu says, look at my Yidin, this, the chavivas they have. I want to be there with them, with the Shechina, with the Bez Hashem is Baruch, Karv Mamish, Mashiach Zakeinu, Gul Shlem, Meri Meinu, Bez Hashem is Baruch, and much of a Heil Gishav is Kodesh, and a Heil Yantav HaGoyimer, the Ketush of Tara. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,
Rabbi Shimon,
Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, R